Barhead. At times Barhead RCMP Detachment Commander Sergeant Bob Dodds feels like the police are fighting a two-pronged battle, one at finding and arresting criminals, the other against the justice system. More specifically, a bail system that kicks criminals back onto the street quicker than the police can arrest them. We have had some successes of late, Dodds told County of Barhead Council during their May 2 meeting, pointing to what he believes is a reduction in the number of break and enters. Dodds was at council to give his regular quarterly report and to introduce Staff Sergeant Jerry Nutbrown, the new District Advisory NCO for Alberta's Eastern District. Unfortunately, he said he had hoped to present precise statistics, but the labor disruption due to the recent federal government strike made that impossible. But Dodds was confident that local members had made a sizable dent in the number of B&Es in recent weeks after the Barhead RCMP, with the assistance of the Westlock Traffic Services Unit and members of the Westlock RCMP Detachment, arrested four Barhead residents in a pair of April 5 arrests. We found four of our frequent flyers committing two separate break and enters, one in Westlock County and the other in the county of Barhead, he said. Dodds added the arrests led to a search warrant issued for a town of Barhead property, and the evidence the police found during the subsequent search linked the individuals to 14 break and enters in the detachment area dating back to the start of the new year. To be able to solve 14 break and enters is a big, he said. However, Dodds said it did not take long until frustration started to set in when all four suspects were released with a series of conditions. A few days later, police found violating his release conditions and he was charged and arrested. He appeared before a justice of the peace in what was supposed to be a bail hearing, but the Crown withdrew the breach charge, he said. 2 weeks later, Dodds said, the same individual and two of his April 5 accomplices were found breaking into and stealing from a rural oil and gas site. The individuals once again appeared in court and were released on conditions. We are working hard and are achieving some successes, but it is so frustrating to see our efforts negated and have the people we arrested released, he said. Dodds then gave the example of a 26-year-old man that Barhead RCMP have had up on charges multiple times over the course of 3 years. One of those charges being assault causing bodily harm, he said. Since his original arrest, he has gone from warrant to arrest on 6 occasions going through the cycle of being arrested, being released on conditions, and then failing to attend court. Yesterday he was arrested again. Dodds noted there is some movement to attempt to change the bail system, which he said is good, and is hopeful that something comes from it because, in his opinion, it is greatly needed. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.